If today had a theme, it might be, what do you actually control? Xbox players discovered they don't fully control the games they bought. iCloud private relay users discovered their IP addresses were more visible than they paid for. And the open source community, through LibexPath's Munich funding and the BugTrack revival, is doing the slow, unglamorous work of ensuring that the infrastructure everyone depends on doesn't quietly rot.
The Stephen Wolfram tribute is the post I keep coming back to today. It scored 1,417 points. That's the highest of anything we covered, with 81 comments. And I think the reason is that it's a reminder of what's beneath all the technical and business discussion. Wolfram wrote about his wife Elise Cawley with genuine warmth and specificity, the kind of tribute that makes you feel the weight of a particular life rather than the generality of grief. The HN community doesn't always get credit for its humanity, but that post and its reception are evidence for it.
We should also acknowledge the New Mexico GPS story before we close. A civilian plane crash linked to military GPS blocking, the Wired piece documents a situation where military GPS interference operations, which are legal and operationally common in certain training corridors, may have contributed to a civilian aircraft losing navigational accuracy. The FAA maintains NOTAMs, notices to airmen, about GPS interference zones, but the system for ensuring that all civilian pilots have real-time awareness of active interference is imperfect. And this crash is a case study in why the gap matters.
Now, we made a couple of claims on this show back in mid-May that deserve revisiting, because intellectual honesty requires it. We apparently said at some point that Ukraine had hit Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. Marcus, I have to be direct. That was wrong. The Caspian is landlocked well over 1,000 kilometers from any territory Ukraine has ever controlled, and no such events occurred. We're not sure how that made it into a script, but it did, and we're correcting it clearly. If a claim sounds dramatic and convenient, that's exactly when it deserves the most scrutiny before broadcast.
Point taken and point made for listeners. The same skepticism you'd apply to any information source applies to us. We're doing our best to get things right. And when we don't, we say so. The HN community is actually good at this. The comment threads frequently surface, wait, that's not accurate corrections faster than any editorial process could, which is part of why we recommend going there directly.
Everything we talked about today came from the Hacker News community at news.combinator.com. The Xbox story, Waymo Dallas, Shieldstrawl, the IP leak, the inclusive skin tone algorithm, LibexPat, the ternary model on iPhone, all of it surfaced through a community of curious, technically rigorous people who vote on what's worth paying attention to. If any of today's stories caught your attention, the full articles and the comment threads are there waiting. The discussions are often more valuable than the articles themselves.
A sincere thank you to the tools that make this show possible. Claude Code by Anthropic handles our script generation and production automation. It's the reason we can cover 30 stories with some analytical depth rather than just reading headlines. And Perplexity powers our real-time topic discovery and research, pulling structured signals from the HN firehose each morning. We're genuinely grateful for both.
And if you're interested in stories beyond the tech and startup world, geopolitics, markets, world events, check out Intelligix Daily News, our companion show. It covers the broader current events context that sometimes shows up at the edges of what we discuss here.
We'll be back tomorrow with whatever the HN community surfaces overnight. See you then.